This is Get Lit with Literature. This is Monk. There's more at allbookhyphenbooks.com, which gets you to the archive of poems and essays and the more recent stuff at Substack, Musings from Between the Lines. So this is an inconclusive but conversation starter look at the difference between reading online on a gadget and holding the old school book. This is an article my mom cut out for me from the New York Times, March. It's called The Paper Advantage, Why Reading Print is Better for Your Brain, by Eric Kube, K-U-B-E. Your brain on screens is not the same as your brain on books. Neuroscience now shows that when we swap pages for pixels, it's not just a convenient change of format, we are also altering how our brains process and retain information, with significant implications for readers of all ages. Children with just one book at home are nearly twice as likely to meet literacy and numeracy standards as those without, regardless of income, education, or geography. Beyond developing basic literacy, physical books foster crucial parent-child interactions that build social, emotional, and cognitive skills. These early advantages compound over time. Children growing up with access to books complete an average of 3 additional years of education compared with those without, potentially the difference between a university education and a high school diploma. And also raises the question of, does how we read matter as much as what we read? So that's a good nuance to the topic. Findings from a paper published in the Social Psychology of Education show that while the number of print books in a home strongly predicts academic achievement, the number of e-books shows no similar correlation. A study in 2024 meta-analysis of 49 studies involving thousands of readers from elementary school through college. The findings show that people who read on screens reliably score lower on comprehension tests than peers reading the same text in print. The hypnotic effect of screens. A associate professor at the Technion Israel Institute of Technology and the Kennedy Krieger Institute at Johns Hopkins sought to uncover neural reasons underlying the, quote, screen inferiority effect. 19 children ages 8 to 12 had them undergo an MRI looking at connectivity in brain regions and language processing and cognition. She found that children who spend more time reading books have greater connections between brain regions involved in language processing and cognitive control. In contrast, the children who spent more time using screen-based media demonstrated fewer connections between these same regions. Then it goes on, 6 weeks later, the children watching the screen performed significantly worse on tests of attention and showed brainwave alterations similar to those of children with ADHD. Reading from screens, even at this young age, makes it harder to pay attention to what's being read. Researchers have a few theories for why we see these effects. Calling it split attention effect. It means our working memory juggles multiple tasks at once, potentially reducing our capacity for deep comprehension. So that is an aspect. I noticed that, reading a book, you have to focus on the book. I noticed that for myself. I guess for most people, reading a book, you have to sit there with the book, whereas online, on the gadget, an email comes in, you want to cross-reference something, you decide, oh, what's the temperature out, and or who won the sports game, or whatever. So that makes sense. Then they got into eye tracking, showed that print readers approach the text carefully, first skimming and taking in the broader landscape, then returning to examine areas of interest. Digital readers, in contrast, move through the content like travelers on a one-way path, rarely backtracking even through more challenging sections. Tactile experience of holding a book, feeling its weight, and turning pages supports spatial memory and helps readers create a mental map of the text, aiding comprehension and recall. Screens tend to encourage what researchers call a shallowing effect in our reading behavior. Instead of sustained, focused reading, we tend to skip between sections more frequently and engage in surface-level scanning rather than deep analysis, leading to weaker memory formation, particularly for sequential details. That is, readers often resort to spotting key words rather than processing the text thoroughly. And the last part of it, toward an integrated future. Even with these findings, researchers have yet to conclude that screens are all bad. More research is necessary to fully determine their effects. And Horowitz Krauss said, we cannot step back. The technology is here, but we cannot ditch the books. So yeah, there's both how to navigate all that. I think people's attention span from the gadgets, that's something I guess I noticed. I can't say definitively, but I noticed that, and I wonder about younger generations' ability to stay focused and sort of give like it says, a deeper analysis, meditative state, that kind of thing. But that's up for discussion. And another angle to that for me is also the mapping the success through the educational, because that's another sidetrack debate about the whole educational system and, the whole that lack of outdoor in the field relate with the natural world experience as well. So there's other side topics to this rather than just saying that's the Blue Jay. Another side topic, rather than just saying that, books are better, but I personally would agree with that, because I can only read articles online for the most part. Rarely, when it comes to a longer piece or even a long article, I just somehow get, my eyes get tired out or my attention, I don't know. Whereas, when it comes to a book, I think over the years, what I've gotten out of books is deeper and longer lasting in a sense, at least personally, whereas, the news helps me keep up with stuff. Reading online has certainly shaped my ways of thinking and writing, but in a deeper sense, I hit the books. I had mentioned a while ago a librarian mentioning a young kid that had learned to read on the gadget and then was handed a book and did like a scrolling motion. So there's a lot of sidetracks and ramifications to all this, and I'm sure other people have written about it and podcasted about it. So, feel free to explore more, or if you have any bright ideas about the topic, feel free to share and keep reading in some form. Thanks for listening. Be well.